Real pleasure to have on the phone with us this morning from WQAD-TV, meteorologist Eric Sorensen. Eric, first of all, thank you for taking time to talk with us. And how are things looking for Christmas Day? A thunderstorm is what you say?
Yeah, this is really kind of an odd thing to have. You know, we've had warm weather, cold weather. You know, sometimes we get snow on the ground. And in Clinton, about 50-50 shot every year of having an inch of snow on the ground. This one's weird. You know, we'll have a southerly wind all day on Sunday, and I think late in the day we'll get some showers in and maybe some thunderstorms, and that would be after sunset on Sunday. So Sunday evening is the time frame for that.
Okay, now I, of course, have a family outside of town, just the Cedar Rapids area, but it is a little bit of a drive. How does travel look for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day?
Tomorrow, I think we're going to have at least a potential of seeing some fog around. And that's only because whenever we change around the atmosphere from cold to mild, we get that potential for seeing fog. And especially for areas that have snow on the ground right now, I think that's a certain possibility, especially to the south of the Clinton area and down toward the Quad Cities and even in toward Galesburg and Burlington. There's not much snow on the ground, so the fog probably is not going to be as big for tomorrow for Christmas Eve. But we should keep it fairly dry and then that rain developing, especially afternoon on Sunday.
I know the road crews do such a tremendous job, and they are a little proactive. They try to work ahead. What do you hear about from the road crews in the area, Eric?
Well, we've got a winter weather advisory for today, so they're out working on that as we take you through the day today. That begins at 10 o'clock for Jackson, Joe Davis, and Dubuque County points north. So anybody who's traveling up that way, should kind of be mindful that there's going to be some changing weather with respect to that winter weather advisory. But for the Clinton area, I think we're going to be all right.
Okay, well, that
may get some rain and snow, but it's just going to be slushy. We've been fairly mild, so I anticipate probably half of what comes down will really melt.
Okay, well, I appreciate hearing that. Again, we're visiting with Eric Sorensen from WQAD-TV. Of course, people hear your updates here on KROS, but again, if they've got a phone, and most people do, they can just have that app and they can get information right on the spot, correct?
Yeah, it's really neat. And, you know, and a lot of your listeners have heard about, you know, TV people talking about, oh, download our app. We kind of took it one step further just in the past few months. One of the things that if you have an app and you open up any weather app, whether it's the Weather Channel, you know, any app that's on your phone, it's using one weather model to forecast the weather. And what happens, and even ours did the same thing up until a couple of months ago, but now we've changed it. So the StormTrack 8 weather app now allows you to see exactly what we're seeing. So if Taylor, James, or I, if we see something that's different in the forecast, if we're going to change things around, not only are we going to change it around on, you know, what we show on TV, but the app will change as well. So it's going to kind of morph based on what the meteorologist is thinking versus what the computer says is going to happen.
Okay, I always hear you guys talk about the models. The models are showing this. Eric, explain if you could to us, what is a model outside of an attractive woman?
I know. I've always, you know, when I talk about the European model on the air, it's different in my head than what it looks like on the computer screen. But what this is there's about 8 different weather models, and they're large computers, and they're doing 500 million to a billion calculations a second. So they're just doing tons of math problems. And what they're trying to do, what we're trying to do when we model the atmosphere, is figure out what is going to happen based on what is currently happening. So it takes into account, you know, the weather balloons that go up from the Weather Service office. We've got airplanes that are actually taking measurements. We've got all the surface reporting stations. And there's buoys that give us water data. And all of that goes in and tries to model the atmosphere. Now, 8 different computers, you have all these billion calculations, and it's much like, if you set up dominoes to fall down, if you don't have one domino, you're not going to get to the end. So that's why the models are different. Now, there's different ones that we look at in the winter, different ones that we look at in the summer and the spring. And then what we have to do is there's definitely a human element in it where we have meteorologists who are able to say, All right. In 2004, this same weather system just gave us slush. Why do I have a weather model giving us a foot of snow? And so then we as meteorologists have to justify what we see on those models, and we a lot of times are able to use a little bit more history than those weather models can.
All right, very interesting. And again, Eric, certainly do appreciate your time. Before we do let you go, let's take a look ahead to the month of January. We get into 2017. How's that month going to look for us?
So I took a look at the long-term pattern while we were on GMA, while we were on Good Morning America just a little while ago. The long-range pattern, what happened here in early parts of December when we had that Arctic dump, that actually came from Siberia. What happens and what is happening this winter is Siberia and much of Russia is extremely cold, where it's 20, 30, and 40 below zero for real temperatures. And the reason that it's not over the North Pole is because the Arctic Ocean has been so warm. There's very little ice extent on the Arctic Ocean this winter. So the coldest temperatures are going to be over the land and not over the water. So that's the reason why Siberia is seeing the cold. Now, we know it's coming back. But this isn't going to come back tomorrow or the next day, and we're going to be able to tell with 7 to 10 days ahead of time that this is coming back. And I don't see it into the first week of January. But I think the last couple of weeks of January into the first week of February, really cold.
Okay.
And then it'll ease as we head in toward February and March.
All right, very good. So people can stay up to date, WQAD-TV. Eric, thank you so much for your time, and happy holidays to you, sir.
Yes, you too, Gary. Thanks for having me on. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, too.